Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Previous weeks, we spoke more of the book of Numbers, and we have CSH on Uguti, chapter 1 and chapter 26. It is because the censors were taken, Gubantwana baka Israel, when they came out of Egypt in 2 years and 2 months. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, when we look at the book of Numbers, siyayibona more written also, repeated in the New Testament. Now we are going to open our Bibles in the book of Jude chapter 1, and we are going to read verse 11 or verse 16. Lifundeka kanje, woe to them, they've taken the way of Cain, they've rushed to the prophet into Balaam's era, they've been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. Verse 16 uti, these men are grumblers and fault finders, they follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage. We thank God this morning. Manje, there are three evil people mentioned in these verses. Number one, we see Cain, we see Balaam, we see Nokora. Manje Balaam Nokora, we first saw them bekhuluma ngestory sakhe in broad in the book of Numbers. And istory sika Cain sisibona kwi the book of Genesis. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. But why three of them had to be mentioned in the New Testament bahlanganiswe together? It is because all of them, they were wanderers. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Ngoba uCain, we remember ukuthi uNkulunkulu wamenza a wanderer. And manje laba, they are in the wilderness, they are wandering. But at the same time, there's something eyenzeka. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu esifundisana namhlanje. Ngoba izinto babezenza, we see them, they are happening even today. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje, what is common again between the three of them is that both of them, uNkulunkulu before they got into sin, uNkulunkulu had to forewarn them. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Sithola ukuthi uCain, uNkulunkulu wathi kuye, verse 6, sin is crouching at your door. It desire to have you, but you must master it. Bese kuBalaam, uNkulunkulu ku chapter 22 verse 12, uNkulunkulu wathi kuye, do not go with them and do not put a curse on these people because I've blessed them. Manje uma sibona indaba kaKhora, noKhora ngokwakhe wa forwarna uMoses. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje thirdly, what is common between the three is that their story has something in common. It's about a sacrifice. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje, their sins, they have been described in this manner. It is the ways of Cain. Bese number two, it is the prophet of Balaam's era. Number three, it is the Korah's rebellion. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Then when we reading verse 16, was the same chapter besimfunda. When we go to chapter 1, it is these men are grumblers. They are fault finders. They boast about themselves, their own evil desires. They flatter others for their own gain. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. But what we read now, Jude, I describe these three that we spoke about, which were in the Old Testament, which are repeated in the New Testament. But this verse 16, it speaks about the men in the New Testament. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, hallelujah. Title a message here to ET, where am I standing? We cannot know where we are standing unless we understand the ways of Cain. We cannot know where we are standing unless we know the ways of prophet of Balaam's era. We cannot stand unless we know Korah's rebellion. Ngani ngoba umphostoli uPauli khona kwincwadi yamaKorinte chapter 10 lapho esesayifunda again ikhuluma more about the wilderness. Wathi umphostoli uPauli, so if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Manje, sometimes we think that we are standing firm and we cannot know it until sibona ekugcineni njengalabo abathi lapha kuMathew chapter 7 beme phambi koJesu Kristu kuverse 21 to 23 uJesu akhuluma ngabo ukuthi they said sakhipha amadimoni ngegama lakho senza lokhu ngegama lakho uJesu Kristu wabaphendula wathi I never knew you. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje sometimes when we see abantu bekhipha amadimoni, when we see abantu laying hands and the cripple are walking, sometimes we think that siyambonga uNkulunkulu, they are standing. Hallelujah. Manje uJesu la uyasho ukuthi konke lokhu benikwenza kodwa nginasi. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Ngani ngoba ku 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19 izwi likaNkulunkulu ulithi the Lord knows those who are his. UNkulunkulu obaziyo kungabakhe. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Sometimes abakhe bangangekhipha amadimoni, sometimes abakhe bangangephakamisa ama-cripple, but uNkulunkulu make babona uthi laba bami. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje again ku 1 Corinthians ku chapter 8 verse 3 lithi but if anyone loves God he is known by him. Uma umuntu emthanda uNkulunkulu, thina singamkhuluma ngendlela simkhuluma ngazo. But lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu, if anyone loves God, he is known by him. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Siyakhumbula there was a time uNkulunkulu aze asho kwincwadi kaSamueli athi uNkulunkulu, mina ngisuNkulunkulu obheka njengabantu. Angihleli ingaphandle lomuntu, ngihlola ingaphakathi lomuntu. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje iquestion is today, when am I standing? The question is today, where are you standing? Manje, how are we going to know where we are standing? How are we going to know what is the way of Cain? How are we going to know what indlela zika Balaam's era if we don't know ukuthi indlela zika Cain bezi yini nalabo abanye? Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sithola usoqala ngoCain's ways of Cain's. Lapha number one, ukuthi uCain wa offer a sacrifice unto God. And he offered something that cost him nothing. And Abel, he sacrificed an offering unto God, something that cost him something. As unto David, 2 Samuel 24:24, I will not offer to the Lord my God burnt offering that cost me nothing. Manje, this is number one thing. Emina nawe ekudingeka ukuthi sisihlole ngayo ukuthi sihamba ngendlela kaCain noma ngani ngoba bangcwele. Uma si-offera kuNkulunkulu, sim-offerani uNkulunkulu. Sometimes you may not be the man in a form of finances, in the form of money. Kodwa it may be our time, it may be our priorities, it may be our living body. Njengoba izwi likaNkulunkulu kuRomans chapter 12 lithi offer your living body as a sacrifice unto God. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje noJesu Kristu wabeka a foundation kuLuke chapter 14 ku-25 wayichaza lento to a cost to be a disciple ukuthi uma uyi disciple yakhe yini. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu okufanele ukuthi uyenza nokufanele ukuthi ungayenzi. Ulahlekelwa yini? Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi icost as his disciple. Manje there's a rigle eyenziwa abangcwele. This thing is not in the Bible, it's just a story. Kukhona inkukhu, kukhona inkomo, kukhona ingulube. Manje lezo zinto zoyi-3 lezo yilwane zibona a place yabantu abahlala behlupheka, and they make a vow ukuthi we want to help kulabantu abahluphekayo, sinikele and make an offering kubo. And they were asked, first of all, they asked a chicken ukuthi wena uzonikela ngani. Yathi inkukhu ngizonikela ngamaqanda, bese inkomo yathi mina ngizonikela ngobisi, kodwa ingulube yathi mina ngizonikela nge-bacon. Manje uma sibheka ukuthi kuzo zoyi-3 yini enikele kakhulu, we find out ukuthi it's a pig. Ngani? Ngoba it had to die in order for it ukuthi nikeze i-offering. Manje uma sinikela kuNkulunkulu, if ever akukho lutho olusithintayo emnikeleni wethu, manje that offering kuNkulunkulu, siyambonga uNkulunkulu, ayimjabulisi. Hallelujah. Manje in the Old Testament, ukuze babone ukuthi umnikelo wamkeliwe uNkulunkulu, fire had to go, come down from God and consume that offering. Then it is a sign that uNkulunkulu has accepted that offering. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje number two, the ways of Cain. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Genesis chapter 4 verse 6. Cain were given a chance to repent. Unkulunkulu wathi kuye, if you do what is right, you will be accepted. But he said, tolu kutu Cain chose not to listen to God's second chance. Banga ganani namhlanje bangcwele. Unkulunkulu abanikeze ithuba lesibili. Kodwa eseke benikezile ithuba lesibili, balale lelo thuba. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, uma sala amathuba esibili uNkulunkulu asinikeza wona, it means that you are not taking God seriously. It means that you are walking in the ways of Cain. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Number three, kuverse 7 kaGenesis, ithi siyathola ukuthi God warned him. Wathi kuye, be aware the sin is crouching in your heart. Wazo wathi uNkulunkulu kuye, a desire to have you and master you. Simply means uNkulunkulu was empowering him with the ability of his self-control. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Ngani ngoba incwadi yamaProverbs chapter 25, uverse 29 wakhona, it a man without a self-control is like a city without walls. Manje seke nikeziwe uNkulunkulu emphe amandla to have his self-control over this thing ezimzama kumattacker. But azange alalele. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. And uNkulunkulu has even go to further as giving him a blueprint and the right way to do it. Ngani ngoba uthe uNkulunkulu, repent, do what is right, and I will accept your offering. UNkulunkulu he intended ukuthi naye amphe chance ukuthi amkele umnikelo wakhe. But at the same time, he never yielded unto God's advice. He decided ukuthi enze lento esembambile enhliziyweni yakhe. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni bangcwele, uNkulunkulu has always given us a second chance in life. UNkulunkulu has always called us to come into a place of repentance. But if you don't repent, it means that you are walking in the ways of Cain. And into ebuhlungu, uma ungabe umzalwana, owiswa isono sodwa, njalo wiswa into eyodwa wena. Asisho ukuthi asilingeke endleleni, siyalingeka endleleni, kodwa siphezu kwabanqobi kuKristu Jesu. Siyalingeka endleleni, kodwa kufanele uzibuze, uma njalo wena wiswa into eyodwa, zikhona izono uSathane eyibekile, kodwa wena wisa yile nto eyodwa. And uJesu Kristu esinikezile amandla phezu kwesono, esinikezile amandla phezu kwesitha. Ngoba uJesu uthi, you shall trample upon the scorpion and the serpent, by no means they shall harm you. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje uJesu Kristu usiphe amandla ukuthi sikwazi ukuzilwa lezi zinto. Hallelujah. But uthole ukuthi uhlulwa into eyodwa, ngihlulwa into eyodwa, njalo into eyodwa, we don't want to repent. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, izwi likaNkulunkulu, manje anything bangcwele evil ekwazi kukurula, it means that you are walking in the ways of Cain. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Ngani ngoba that thing becomes a habit, that things become a normal. Umbona umuntu njalo ukukhulunywa ngaye ngento eyodwa. Hallelujah. It may be i-anger. Ngani ngoba sithola ukuthi uCain was angry. Angry ngani ngoba umnikelo wakhe ongakwamukelanga uNkulunkulu. Instead of him being angry to God, uba angry against his brother. ngoba uNkulunkulu ongamukelanga umnikelo wakhe, but he's angry against his brother and kuvela ijelasi kulo anger. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. And izwi likaNkulunkulu kumaHubo 37 kuverse 8 lithi, let go of anger and rage behind. Don't get upset. It will only lead to evil. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. I-anger bazalwana, it leads to evil. Many people today basejele. Why? Because of anger. Many people bangcwele basengozini because i-anger. Waze wathi uSolomon make khuluma nge-anger lapha kubashumayeli kuchapter 7 kuverse 9 wakhona uthi don't be too quick to get anger. Because anger lives in a fool's heart. Manje kusho ukuthi manje, if you are quick to get angry, you are a fool. Ngani ngoba lithi zikaNkulunkulu, don't be quick to get angry because anger lives in a fool's heart. Manje kusho ukuthi uCain was a fool. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. In fact, the Bible gives us a room bangcwele masifika kwindaba ye anger. Ngani ngoba we are emotional beings. Izwi likaNkulunkulu kuma Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26 lithi, be angry but do not sin. And singavumeli i-anger ukuthi kuze kuhlwe silalane anger. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Meaning that uNkulunkulu has given us a room ye anger. Ngani ngoba we must know the difference between a godly anger and an evil anger. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. A godly anger is when you want things zenziwe ngendlela. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. You get angry with love. Kunothando ngaphakathi. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. I-anger for a good cause. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Now if you do not have self-control over the habits, if we don't have self-control over i-temper, if we don't have self-control over our tongues, if we don't have this self-control over these things, we are walking in the ways of Cain. Uma sibheka bangcwele, ukuthi it may not be a weapon that we kill our brothers, but siyazi ukuthi even our tongue have killed or may have killed our brothers. Our words may have caused damage. Our temper may have caused a lot of damage ebantwini abaningi. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Siyazi ukuthi nezwi kaNkulunkulu kuncwadi kaJames iyasho ukuthi ulwimi into encane kodwa ikhosa umlilo omkhulu. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Baningi abantu abafile not physically, emotionally ngenxa yethanga. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Ngani? Ngenxa yamazwi akhulunywa angalunganga kubo. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Ngenxa ye-anger. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje even ne-temper, it can cause a damage bangcwele. Ngoba nezwi likaNkulunkulu liyasho ukuthi be careful ungabuhamba nabantu be-temper. Ngani? Ngoba uyogcina uthathe umkhuba wabo. Siyathola ukuthi i-temper yenza ukuthi uMoses enze izinto ezi-stupid, izinto ezimelene noNkulunkulu. Waze wathi uNkulunkulu kuye, ngani? Ngoba you never presented me kahle before abantwana baka-Israyeli ngenxa ye-anger yakho. Now you will not see iCanaan. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, another way of Cain, it's uCain uma simbheka bangcwele waplana against his brother. He never killed his brother by accident. Siyalithola izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi wathi kubrother wakhe, let us go to the field. Wayeseplanile. Manje izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasho lapha kumaHubo 37 kuverse 12 lithi, the wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes at him with his teeth. Bese lithi kuProverbs 12:20, deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil. Yile nto uNkulunkulu wayisho kuye, wathi qaphela isono sime enhlizweni yakho, yenza ukuthi singakubusi. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, if mina nawe, we are planning in our hearts for anything against somebody, we are planning in our heart ukuthi ngizomlungisa, ngizomthola ngelinye ilanga. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. This is the way of Cain. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Ngani? Ngoba lithi zikaNkulunkulu, deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil. The enemy is able to come in akunikeze indlela yokuthi ungenza kanjani sike siyibone bangcwele when we watch ama TV ezinto ezenzakala kubantu ababulana nayo ezinto ezenzeka kumfazi obulala indoda or indoda ebulala umfazi izinto beziqale zabasenhlizweni wamplanela ukuthi ngizokwenza kanje siyambonga uNkulunkulu labantu abaningi siyambonga uNkulunkulu ababulawa babulawa not by mistake but somebody has planned something ngaye ngani ngenxa ye anger ngani ngenxa ye jealousy siyambonga uNkulunkulu abanye baze bathi makabona uphumelela athi uzenza ngcono siyambonga uNkulunkulu engazi ukuthi uye wasokola kangakanani uze ufike la ufike khona manje ekseni kwanamhlanje another way of Cain ukuthi uCain he buried his brother ebona ebona ungathi akabonwa ene ngempela zangabona umuntu but uNkulunkulu yena wambona siyambonga uNkulunkulu manje ekseni kwanamhlanje kukhona izinto esizenzayo which are disgraceful and which we think that nobody sees us but we forget that God is there and is able to see us siyambonga uNkulunkulu manje lize lithi ku Psalm 64 ku verse 5 they hold fast to themselves an evil purpose they talk of laying snares secretly they say who sees me sometimes we say who sees me we forget that God sees us now if we do such things we are walking in the way of Cain siyambonga uNkulunkulu manje ekseni kwanamhlanje siyathola ukuthi even na siblings they end up bengasanikani manje ngani ngenxa yenzondo manje today siyabonga uNkulunkulu there is a teaching esitholayo abantu Davide his brothers were his half brothers but let me say it is not the truth ngani ngabe ku Psalm 69 verse 8 it says I am a stranger to my own brothers and alien to my own mother's sons manje his brothers were his mother's sons and his father's sons but at the same time they resented against him why because of each jealousy manje sesigcina bangcwele sithola ukuthi uKhayini he was not obekase umuntu ofuna iaccountability ngoba uNkulunkulu make mbuza ukuthi where is your brother what I'm not my brother's keeper how many people abenza izinto but I'm not my brother's keeper manje ekseni kwanamhlanje kudinga ukuthi sizihlole ukuthi simephi may God richly bless us this is Apostle Gwen in Jesus name amen
faith hope and love experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.